Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audioboo. And I've just been listening to an Audioboo by Bernie Goldbach, who's at Top Gold on Audioboo and other platforms. And Bernie was relating to the fact that both Fireman Rich and Phil Sorrell, Daily Gambler, had made reference on, I think on Google Plus, to Bernie's Educast channel, and that it had been nominated by someone unknown, I guess, for award as Best Educast 2012. I personally must have missed that, because way back I spoke to Bernie on a personal basis regarding the channels. What was involved, and he explained how he ran his, how he got his channel from Audioboo, and also the ins and outs of having a channel, the benefits, etc. And I did at that point listen to, I guess, 3 or 4 of Bernie's Educasts on that channel. All good stuff, of course. And Bernie states that he's surprised it was nominated, as he didn't actually think it was worthy of being up there and getting votes, as it were, supporting votes at this time to vote it way up there. I'm not one for voting for things I have no knowledge of, or voting for things simply because someone asked me to vote, or someone suggest I follow them because they voted this particular item or person or whatever. And this is this would be no different. I just wouldn't vote simply because others are voting. But there's a big difference this time, and that is Bernie Goldbach. Since I started listening to Bernie and then quickly followed him, and given the stuff that I've listened to, including his Educast, in the past, well, let's say 2012, I'm more than happy to vote Bernie up there, simply because I've never heard him do anything that wasn't absolutely professional. His mannerisms, his ways, the way he puts things across his talks, truly professional. And I can't believe that other people out there have any more right to win that award than Bernie Goldbach. And I mean that most sincerely. Yes, you could say, well, if you haven't listened to other stuff, why are you voting? Well, let's just say, as far as Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold is concerned, as I said just now, his stuff, anything he puts up, is truly professional. He's ultra listenable. He could be talking about peas in a pod, and it would still be highly enjoyable, highly professional. His recordings are excellent. He seems to have that ability to have professional quality of recording, not just the content, but the quality of recording, no matter where he is. Even driving in the rain over there in Ireland, he seems to just do it. He does it, and does it so well. So yes, Bernie, I will have a look at that. I don't know how I missed it, although I don't really delve into Google Plus as much as I used to be perfectly honest. But I'm going to have a look at that as soon as I get back home, and I certainly will give you my vote, because I don't see that anyone else deserves to have my vote other than you. And I do hope that with enough support that you'll get there, and who knows what prize you'll get. I don't know, I guess you'll be a name in lights, but I guess knowing Bernie Goldbach, that won't particularly interest him, having his name in lights. And yeah, I think he deserves all the support he can get. Great guy, great to listen to, great to follow. That's it. That's about it. You get my vote, Bernie. I'm going to stop rambling now. I think I've said that 3 times already. Guess I need my tea. It's cold. My hands are cold holding this phone. And I'll leave you, Bernie, with some of those crunchy sounds that you asked me to hashtag in my audio booths. Yes, if it stays like this for a while, there'll be loads of crunches. Absolutely enjoyable to walk out in this. It's a pleasure. If only I was in the sun at this moment, where it is much more pleasant and the cold is less severe. So, crunchy sounds are coming, Bernie, and I certainly will, at your quest, hashtag them.